From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The director of the FBI announced Tuesday the agency is recommending that Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton not face charges for using a private server and mobile devices to send emails when she was Secretary of State. James Comey said of the 30,000 emails provided by Clinton, just over 100 contained sensitive information.
Seven email chains concern matters that were classified at the top secret special access program at the time they were sent and received. Those chains involve Secretary Clinton both sending emails about those matters and receiving emails about those same matters. There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
The case now heads to the U.S. attorney, who will have final say. Loretta Lynch has previously said she would accept the FBI's recommendation. The FBI announcement is likely to garner most attention as Clinton and Republican Donald Trump both campaign in the southern state of North Carolina Tuesday. For Clinton, her event in Charlotte marks the first time President Barack Obama will join her on the campaign trail. Meantime, Trump will be making an appearance at a rally in Raleigh, the state capital, Tuesday. Clinton and Trump are expected to be formally nominated when their parties hold conventions later this month. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign, part of the political fallout from Sunday's devastating attack in Baghdad. Mohammed Ghavan Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by the prime minister, himself the target of public rage after a suicide truck bomb killed at least 175 people. Islamic State militants claim responsibility